Oh my goodness. Listen to this noise. Hello.
It's going to be a noisy day over here. There's a bit of an echo in here as well. So, but this room had the best lighting.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Hi, welcome to Funny Hot and Very Cool. My name's Hannah.
I'm Kimmy. You sound so unentertained. I'm Hannah.
I'm Hannah. I guess I have to be here.
I'm Kimmy.
Fucking God.
Don't talk to me before I've had my morning coffee.
What a millennial. Don't talk to me before I've cracked my diet Dr. Kelp, which today I'm doing the poppy version.
Oh my gosh, I went down to Whole Foods and got, I ran out of oat milk for my coffee, so I grabbed oat milk, and in the line on the way out, they had the Dr. Pop, which they never have, so I stocked up. However, it is 9:40 a.m. currently, so I am not going to do that. But I haven't had coffee yet, so cheers. Oh my gosh, that is such a lovely looking mug.
I know, it's double walled, so it doesn't condensate, which is lovely.
Oh my God, I love that. You know how I feel about condensation, and it is extreme hatred.
I know. For those of you that don't know, I'm currently dog sitting two English bulldogs, so you hear their little click clacks and probably some boofing and barking going on.
I love it.
They are just the best, but I am not in my normal.
They're noisy.
Yeah.
I almost decided to record at my kitchen counter today because I was being lazy and I didn't want to do my whole setup. But I was like, if I go down that path, I will never go back to sitting here and like bringing the chair in and everything. So I was like, I have to just commit.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair.
I'm drinking out of one of Audrey's mugs because it was the biggest one I could find, and it's one of those days. So cheers.
It's just one
of those. So ASMR, but I'll be sipping, which is kind of gross. It's really hot.
I started singing the Limp Bizkit. It's just one of those days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Break stuff.
Anyway. I'm so tired. My eyeballs feel like heavy. Mm-hmm. I've also been cat sitting this week, and my cat sitting client is like a mile away, and so I have to get up and walk there and walk back like before I start my work day, and it's just like the difference between getting up at the difference between getting up at 7 and getting up at 8 feels like a lifetime.
Yeah.
And I just am a sleepy little girl. I also am in such a sleep deficit from just like the past 2 weeks, this weekend, and then I caught up a little bit on Sunday night and last night, which was Monday night. I just like couldn't sleep again. I'm like, I can't fucking figure this out. Like, it's all such a roller coaster. Also, my voice is a little vocal fry on the back end.
I did not know that. I couldn't tell.
Okay, well, that's good. I just can't really like exert my voice. Like, it starts getting a little crackly if I try to get really loud.
That's fair. Yeah, I've been really tired too, working my little part-time job. And so I was off yesterday and today, so it's been like really nice. But at the end of my shift on Sunday night, I was like, my face just felt so hot. Like I was just like so run down. I was like, I think I'm just going to sleep the next 2 days and just rot.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I don't blame you. I haven't done much rotting lately, and it's really affecting my sleep and like my apartment. Like, I feel like I had so many plans last week and the week before, and like it was my birthday. Oh my God. Yeah. Happy birthday to me.
kidding. Oh my God.
We haven't had a episode since I've been on the other side of 29. But yeah, my apartment is like disgusting, and I just washed my sheets today, which I'm like, I think almost 10 days behind, which is like really unlike me. I'm very routinal. I wash my sheets every Friday morning. I do my laundry every Thursday. Like,
yeah,
I'm a little crazy about it.
Yeah, you're pretty religious with it.
Yeah, I love God.
I feel good with these bed sheets. well, I just want to... Since we've been talking about our pet sitting lately, you've been absolutely slaying the pet sitting game. But
I am.
And so have a lot of our other girlfriends, but
yeah,
you guys have come across some pretty insane requests, and you've seen some pretty insane requests as well.
Yeah, I got one. So a lot of us like do Rover just as like a extra fun money, like gets me out of my house. I love animals, so being paid to hang out with them is kind of sick. And like DC is so concentrated that like you're never really going that far to do it. But yeah, I got a rover request that was in Leesburg, Virginia. Or no, it was in Blacksburg, Virginia, which is literally 2.5 hours away. And I was like, I don't know if the algorithm just really did you dirty on this one. But yeah, people are just really insane. And I don't know how much, like, as a rover customer, you can see the radius of where sitters are located. But I also got one, like, I'm in downtown DC for reference. I got one in Silver Spring, Maryland, that was a 3-time-a-day drop-in, which means that between the commute and the 30-minute drop-in, I would be spending like 9 hours at this person's house every day. And I was just like, that doesn't make any sense for literally like $20.
Also,
people are just crazy.
Like I'm on WAG, and it's like you can set your mile radius so that like I'm only going to see pet clients and stuff that are like, you know, five miles away. And when I was in DC, I was like, oh, like less than three for sure.
Does Rover not? No, it does. And I think mine is set at one. And when it gives you a request like that, it'll be like, we assumed you wouldn't want to take this, but we figured we'd show you anyway. And I was like, I just started this in the spring, so I don't really know how serious the algorithm is taken, but I know that it will knock you if you decline a request. So I'm like, if you're sending me these absurd fucking requests and then I have to decline it, are you knocking me in the algorithm for like future customers who are maybe like really close by that would be more feasible for me to accept? So I'm not sure, but it is, yeah, it's just crazy what people ask for. And I'm like, I can't drop into your apartment that's 6 miles a day, 6 miles away, 3 times a day.
I thought it was really funny that our friend Meg finished cat sitting for how long is that? A week, 2 weeks? And
yeah, I think that one was like 10 days.
It was two cats, and they said, like, can you vacuum around the house when, like, once a day at least, not even just around the litter box, like their whole house and all this shit. And then they didn't. Yeah. And then they tipped her in a bar of soap.
Yeah, I would have thrown it in their faces. like
a fancy wrapped soap that, like, even if I went to France and was like, here's like the Marseillaise soap, like really nice, whatever, lavender, I still would have been like, here's some cash on top of that.
I'm also pretty sure that like you can literally buy soap that looks like that at TJ Maxx. I'm going tomorrow. I'll report back. But
yeah,
like there's no confirmation that it was actually from like a souvenir from their trip. It could have been. No, and
even if it was a souvenir from a trip, like a cash tip.
Yeah, both of my clients over Memorial Day weekend tipped me 20%, which was incredible. But I have found that like on Rover, similar to, I guess, like Uber and Lyft, because there's no like personal touch between the like service provider and the customer, a lot of times people just will either tip 0% or full 20. Like I've never gotten anything in between. So it's just like,
yeah,
but how people are used to like, I don't know, I guess tipping in the industry, but most people, and that was rare, like to get 20% from two back-to-back folks. Like normally people tip me $0.
Interesting.
And like, I'll be walking like a mile away to come to their client. And like, yeah, I have a few mainly cat sitting, and like, yeah, they do track literally everywhere. So I'm always happy to like ask where the vacuum is and make sure they're not coming home to a disgusting apartment, because I have a cat and I've done that and it sucks. But usually then like I expect a tip. I'm like, I'm not just feeding your cats kibble once a day. I'm like keeping your apartment clean. And
yeah, I'm sitting there playing with them. Like it's not just like drop in to see that they're okay. Like I'm engaging them and everything.
Yeah. And Rover times you, like you have to check in and check out. So it's like, you know, I've been here for a half an hour.
Exactly. WAG's the same way. But I will say, like, since WAG is, I have to request the walk or whatever versus they request me. That's the difference. And
oh, interesting.
So I can see like someone's going to pay out whatever for a walk. And then sometimes people will like pre-tip if they really need a walk. Like WAG will be like, you can pre-tip. So people will be more inclined to take it.
Interesting. Then,
So then it's like, you know, you're going to get a $4 tip off of like a $10 walk or something, whatever it
Yeah.
ends up being. But
Interesting.
I feel like I normally got tipped on Wag, but I didn't get as many like written reviews. I'll get, they'll be like five stars or something, but they won't really write much versus
I
like
don't
you
really get
guys
written reviews
do.
either.
I feel like you guys though have gotten some decent written ones,
Yeah,
like
I
more
know like
often than I
Rachel
have.
has. Yeah, people do take it pretty seriously. I haven't asked for any of them because I haven't really had time booking like work without reviews. So I'm just like, whatever. People are still
That's
finding my
fair.
profile and it's fine. Like, I've even had to turn some people down. And sometimes I'll turn people down just because of the way they talk to me. I'm like, you sound like you are going to be absolutely miserable to work with. Like, this woman sent me a request over the weekend and I replied maybe within an hour. Also, it was a Saturday evening. So, like, I'm not sitting on Rover waiting for requests to come through. I'm like sitting at a bar with my girlfriends. And so I answered maybe within an hour and I was like, hey, yeah, I'm around. Are your times flexible? Because Rover makes you put in a drop-in time, but like they're fucking cats. So like a lot of times people are just like, this is just what I selected. You can literally come at any time of the day. So I was asking her that and she goes, yeah, they are flexible, but someone else already took the job. And I was just like, it was even sassier than that. And I was just like, okay, let me know if you need a backup. And then yesterday morning she was like, so the person who I originally accepted ghosted me after I asked for a cell phone call. So, do you still want this or no? And I was just like, honestly,
Or in
no. I was
all.
like, I would rather miss out on the $160 because you sound like you are going to be absolutely miserable to work for. So,
Yeah, seriously.
pass.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's interesting. I think it's kind of nice for Rover that you guys get to like kind of chit chat a bit before you accept a gig versus
It
like
is
Wag, it's
nice.
like you put your bid in and if they accept you, then you can talk. So
Yeah. The only downside is that like Rover will want you to do a meet and greet a lot of times with the client before you start getting paid. And it's annoying when I have these people who are like a mile away in Columbia Heights and I have to like walk there and walk back. So it's like an hour of my time that I don't get paid for. I will say, in my experience, those people have tipped and some people will book the meet and greet as a drop-in so that you do get paid, which is really nice. But that's not always the case. Also, I just have to say, we never record in the mornings, and my apartment is east facing. So the sun is like directly in my eyes, and I'm literally having a hard time looking at the camera because it's my eyes are so photosensitive. I'm like tempted to get up and get sunglasses.
oh my God. Yeah, I had to adjust the blinds in here because there's like two
I'm
walls
like,
of windows.
whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Happy Pride Month,
Happy
everyone.
Pride. Oh, hi Teddy. Happy Pride Month. I am sad that I'm not in a more like gay-centric area for
I'm
Pride,
so
but
sad you're not here because Hannah throws the best Pride brunch pregame every year. And this year, like, I really feel like it's not the same without you for so many reasons. Like, first of all, the parade weekend, like, snuck up on everyone.
for
Like,
sure.
I was like, wait, what do you mean it's this weekend already? Like, I don't have an outfit. I haven't ordered literally anything. And at this point, I'm not going to try because I know Amazon's probably sold out. And everyone's like kind of doing their own thing. And I'm like, what do you mean? We're not like going to Hannah's. So I told people, I was like, you can come here because I'm really close to the parade route. But I like literally think it's just gonna be me and Lucy, like everyone.
Yeah, it's
It's just so sad.
I feel like it really did sneak up. It's like I was talking because I was trying to plan something with my sister later on in the month or whatever. And I was like, yeah, like I can do this weekend, I'm working and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, well, I'm gone this weekend. I have something this weekend. And then like I'm going to a wedding. And like that's June. I was like, what do you mean? Like it's literally the first week of June. Like.
Yeah. I know summer gets so busy so quickly, and it stresses me out. Last night, I was like trying to find dates to go visit my friend up in Boston. And I was like, she sent me the list of dates that work for her. And between everything I have going on here and other trips, we had one overlapping weekend between now and Labor Day where it could work.
That's ridiculous. I feel like I have no plans, and yet I'm gonna get booked up quick for whatever reason.
Yeah, I have like a lot of shows that I'm going to in July specifically that are back to back weekends. So it's like I can't travel then.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, it gets so busy so quick. I'm excited though. I feel like I'm finally getting some color in my skin so I don't look like deathly from the winter. I'm looking forward to pina coladas. I'm looking forward to hot dogs. I'm going to a baseball game today. So
wow.
I'm going to absolutely slurp some dogs.
Kimmy loves glizzies, and it's a
glizzies.
Hot dog girl summer. So it's really, it's all about Kimmy this summer.
It's always,
and that's
been.
Why her birthday kicks off the summer.
My birthday does kick off the summer. I actually always really loved having my birthday on Memorial Day. The only thing that sucked, and this is like so weirdly selfish and niche, is that in Florida we were usually out of school by Memorial Day, and I felt like I didn't get the love of like being in school, you know, like in middle school on your birthday people like bring you balloons and it's just like, yeah, I kind of missed out on that a little bit, but it's okay because now as an adult I love having my birthday on Memorial Day weekend. The only thing that sucks is that a lot of times people are not in town.
Big vacation week.
Yeah, big vacation weekend, big beach weekend. But otherwise, it's just kind of like there's always something going on. So it's like, even if I don't plan something, I'm like, we can find someone with a barbecue or some brunch deal or something and
pools
be good
open
to
up.
Go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Or you can just plan a full fledged game of bar golf like I did. Oh, do we have a man coming to say hello?
Yeah, little Mr. Teddy would like to contribute to the podcast, please.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
I know.
Hey, Teddy. Oh, wow. I would love to just stare at a bulldog on my screen the whole time. Not you. Bye.
Bye. His head and his ears and like underneath, the softest. It's
oh
really.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And I thought my sister's dog had like the softest ears because I love to just touch her little ears, especially after she gets like a haircut.
First of all,
but
Holly has the softest little ears.
He's really close to Holly. Holly's really soft. He's really close.
Holly's been extra needy lately. Like, I can't leave my apartment for any given amount of time without her coming. When I come back, she'll just chirp for like 30 seconds. I'm like, Holly, I took the trash out. Like, she's so needy. I don't get it. But yeah, I planned a full game of bar golf for my birthday, and I'm actually really proud of the majority of our friends made it the whole way, and I didn't die.
I know. It sounds like everyone who died kind of died at the end or later on, which is great.
Yeah. I made it actually to 2 bars after the 9th hole, which is crazy.
Wow.
And I had one of those hangovers on Sunday, though, where I woke up and I was like, texted the group chat and I was like, haha, like, suck it. I'm fine. Like, I'm not hungover. Going on my little hot girl walk at 8:30 in the morning after my like birthday bender.
2 hours later.
2 p.m. comes around and I'm literally sitting on the couch and I'm like, don't look at me. Like, don't perceive me. I'm so ill. I can't, like, nothing sounds good. I don't want water. I don't want something fizzy. I don't want food.
The wind blows wrong and you're just over it.
Oh, it was so bad. Yeah, we ended up like grilling out on the roof that night and I was like still not feeling great, but I was like, oh, I'll have a glass of rosé. Like, it's no, I literally had a headache immediately. I was immediately hungover after having, it was just like, what have I done to deserve this?
And that's how you know you did
everything.
A birthday right. Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I deserved
that.
It. Like, the amount of liquor that we mixed on Saturday was just like obviously gonna make me ill. So,
that,
but it was
high
a
risk,
success.
High reward.
Yeah. It was lovely. There were 30 people there, which is crazy. I felt very loved.
Wow.
And some people I had never met before, just like strangers came out to my birthday, like friends of friends, which was so fun.
Wow.
Yeah, it was cool to have such a big group. And I just love planning shit and being able to walk around all day in athleisure was pretty dope.
Oh yeah, that's the best part.
Alex Earl on her podcast. Whoa, podcast.
Alex Earl on her podcast.
Alex Earl on that their podcast said yesterday that wearing sneakers to the bar, is this offensive? Like, I don't even know anymore.
Who cares?
said that wearing sneakers to the bar is out for summer. And I will say I went out two times this weekend where I did wear like little block heels, and I was like, I'm a bad fucking bitch. Like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
But like, if it just means I can't walk anywhere. Because I'm
Correct.
not walking up. Like, we went to Adams Morgan on Saturday night for dinner. And I was like, I live a mile from there. It's an easy 1 mile walk down Florida Ave.
Uphill.
And
Oh.
not as bad as going to Columbia Heights. But I was like, I'll do 1 mile. But I was like, if I'm gonna wear heels, I'm just simply not doing that. Like, I just
Yeah.
can't.
No, so I get it where it's like sometimes the shoes do make you feel like a bad bitch. It's like doing your hair and makeup with a good outfit. Like it kind of just brings it
Totally.
all together.
Yeah.
But sometimes sneakers do look good with an outfit. So it's just like,
Sometimes they do. And I'm just like, I want to be comfortable.
I want to feel
Sue
good.
me.
Sue me.
Sue me.
Okay, well, I want to go back to Pride because
Okay, yeah.
now that it's happy birthday, gays. Now that it's gay time, I feel like I need to share the story of how Sean and Chris and Britt and I met Icarus last year
Oh my God.
because that was just a really weird encounter. And Sean, Kyle, and Chris went to Rehoboth the other weekend and they were like, he's here. Because, of course, all the DC gays go to Rehoboth on the same weekend. So.
Oh my gosh.
So picture it, Sicily, 1922. Last year, I'm meeting Sean and Chris and Britt were like at dinner with someone. They were like meeting some other friends, or I don't know, people were everywhere. And then we were all meeting at the Dirty Goose in DC. So I get there, I meet up with them. We're all on the second floor. We're like, okay, let's go upstairs. It's like March, April. So it's like kind of chilly, but kind of not. So the roof
Sweater
is,
weather.
yeah, sweater weather. So all you need is a light jacket. So the roof is open, but they do have like some heat lamp stuff on. So we go up, and half the roof is open. The heat lamps are on, so there's kind of like an orange glow around the bar. And basically, I get to the top of the stairs. I make eye contact with this gay who has curly, dark brown, long hair and like a septum piercing. And he goes, I love your hair. And I was like, thank you. I really like yours too. Because like we were rocking our natural, like curly, wavy hair. And he was like,
Summer girls with summer hair, or whatever the
L
academy has said.
the academy is. And I was like, work. And then he was like, let me buy you a drink. So we went up to the bar, and I was like, okay, you three, I'll come find you. Because they're like, we're going to go get our drink. Or they already got their drinks downstairs or something. I was like, perfect.
Okay.
So I was like, I'll come find you back there. We go up to the bar. We're standing in this orange glow, and we're like,
I love the whole scene that's being painted. I'm like,
it's
I know how
dark,
this
it's
story
orange.
ends. So it's like, who, like, I don't know. Is it like by
Yeah.
porchlight? You're just
So, yeah. So we made out. No. So we're just chit-chatting at the bar, and he's like, that bartender has a really nice ass. I was like, he does have a good ass. Like that is a proper
yes.
fit man. Like he works out, you know? And then
Yeah.
he's like, oh, and that person over there, like blah, 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 and Grindr, like we talked about so and so. Like, here's the tea on him, all this stuff.
That's literally just the epitome of the DC gay community. Like, it's so big, but it's so small.
That's just the
Even like,
gay community anywhere. It doesn't have to
yeah,
be
I went
DC.
to Sundress Fest, and maybe like it's our proximity to it then. I went to Sundress Fest on Sunday at Wonderland Ballroom. And like, as I was walking down the literal mile long line to get in, everyone I passed was like, I've met you. I've seen you. I've met you. I've seen
Yep. Another deviation from the main story here, but I remember in high school, some of like my queer and gay women friends, women folk, has somebody had made a diagram on a piece of notebook paper about like the lesbians in the local area that were all the high schoolers, because they all essentially were like dating each other. Because
Oh
like
my
that's how
God.
small the communities always are.
It's
It's
like
like they all end
the
up
one they
dating each
show
other.
you not to, so that you don't get like, I remember the like, you know, it doubles every time when you sleep with someone, like your likelihood to get an STD, and they like
You've
show you the
slept with every
whole
person
like,
they've ever slept with.
yeah, precisely.
Yeah, and then they left it in like an AP psych book, and they're like, I think our teacher may have seen it when they were reviewing our homework, so we're gonna have to go get that back.
Oh my God.
But it always reminds me of like, it's a small circle no matter what city you're in, like the queer community. So we're up there on the Dirty Goose roof, and he's like, let's do shots. I was like, cool. He's like, I'm buying. I was like, perfect. So we do a shot, and we're talking, and he's like, let's do one more. And I was like, okay, fine. Because it's the beginning of the evening and my friends have all been out. So I'm like, sure, I'll have like a drink or two, then go meet them. So we're waiting for the bartender to come back so we can get our other shot. And he's like, you know, again, we're just kind of like chit-chatting, like very high level, getting to know someone. And he just looks at me, he goes, what color are my eyes? And again, we're in this orange glow under like a bar in the outside. So it's all dark and stuff. So I was like,
sounds
wow.
like a Zach Bryan song.
Yeah. And I'm like, under the orange glow of the gay bar
Something
night.
Something in the orange tells me you're not gay.
Something tells me something's off here. And then I go, oh, they look like green. And then I was about to be like, what color do my eyes look like? Because again, I thought he was being like the lighting and everything and just we're drunk girls. And he goes, before I can say, he goes, okay, if they turn white, turn around and run. And I was like, okay. And in my head, I'm like, what in the Edward Cullen just happened here? I'm like,
what in the Vampire Diaries am I?
Literally. I was like, okay. Ha, ha, ha. And then,
do you remember that era of celebrity news where they thought that like people in the Illuminati were half lizard? Do you remember this? And apparently they like caught Justin Bieber on his trial for whatever what did he get arrested for? I don't even
like
fucking know.
Drunk driving at one point.
Yeah, something like that, where he's standing like on the stand in a courthouse and he like blinks and blinks up and his eyes are like vertical, like lizard-like. And I mean, it's definitely fucking edited, but the internet went crazy about it. And that's just what I picture. Like, I wonder if I can find a video of
just like talking in general about lizard people, because that conspiracy is still ongoing.
Yeah, I think so. But this was like specifically. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Continue.
It's okay. No, like, it was just funny because he's like, if they turn white, run. And I was like, the fuck?
Literally, what would you even?
And then I was like looking at him because I was like, I can't tell. Like, I just met this person. The lighting's
weird.
This
is like the weird glitch that they're like white and then they glitch to brown. Yeah. Enjoy.
That's so silly. I don't remember that at all. That is so funny.
I want Mumford and Sons to rewrite Little Lion Man to Little Lizard Man.
White little lizard man, you are in the U.S. Court of Law. Tremble for yourself, lizard man.
I think Something in the Orange Tells Me You're Not Gay is a really good spinoff of that Zach Bryan song. And I think SNL, I'm pitching this to SNL for Pride Month.
Lauren, if you're listening, SNL season's over.
Yeah, John Mulaney, anyone out there who currently has a show?
Literally anyone. So I'm like, this is fucking weird. So I take my shot and I'm like, whatever. The pupils, I can't tell if they're dilated or not, or like pins. Like, it just, I couldn't tell if it looked super abnormal or anything.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, well, our shot's running. Okay, I'm going to go find my friends. And he's
let me definitely put my hand over this as I take it.
Exactly. I was like, bartender, just put it down. Okay, cheers. Boop.
Yeah. Don't take your eyes off that glass.
What if my eye turned white? Do you mind? I'm literally trying to tell a story.
Shut the fuck up, Hannah.
Oh. He told me to shut up. Anyway,
I literally can't look up. My eyes are burning.
Then don't. Look down. Then look up. Like Justin Bieber. And then we're walking back and we're like passing some people. And again, because it's a tight-knit community and fact that everyone kind of has slept with everyone or everyone's friends, like they people know each other. He's like saying hi to people as we go, and I'm like, okay, like clearly people know him. And then I go back and I find Britt and Chris and Sean. I'm like, hey guys, and he's still next to me. I'm like, okay, so this is Icarus. Icarus,
Also,
this
I
is
have to ask, is
Britt.
that his real name?
That's what he told me his name was.
Okay, so I'm gonna probably guess no, but also, like,
It could
have
be.
you? All I'm picturing is the Led Zeppelin, like, Icarus logo.
Okay, so
'Cause you
all
said
I.
he has long brown hair, right?
Yeah, it. Well, at the time, it was probably
Like, come on, look at that brown mane.
kind of, yeah. I just think of the Bastille song where it's like Icarus is flying too close to the sun.
Yeah.
So
I
I'm like
feel like
here.
Bastille's kind of like Nickelback. Okay, sorry, continue.
Yes, in the fact that Imagine Dragons is also
Imagine
kind of
Dragons.
like
Yes,
back.
it's the same. Yeah.
Okay, great. No further elaboration needed.
Yeah, no, end it there.
So I'm introducing and blah blah blah, and he like shakes Britt's hand, and then he looks at Chris, and he like tries to grab Chris's little chin, and he was like, "You're cute," or whatever, and Chris is like, thank you, please don't touch me. And he looks at Sean and like they shake hands. And then what did he say to Sean? It was something along the lines of like, has anyone ever like I or he made like a joke basically of like, you
Wasn't
look
it
like someone
about,
I want to like kill or something
yeah,
like
I was gonna
that.
say,
And I was
wasn't it
like,
like,
he like threatened him in like a joking way, but it was the words that were said was in a way that was like very serious, but the
threatening,
tone
yeah.
was like ha ha ha. And so we
I
were
was
like
gonna say,
really
didn't
taken
murder come
aback.
into this at some point?
Yeah, a couple
Yeah.
times. And so we were just like, he was just like, I'm gonna kill you someday, ha 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 ha. And we're like, oh my God. And so it like Chris got uncomfortable, Sean was uncomfortable, Britt was like, what the fuck is going on? And I'm like, how do we get rid of him? So the three of them are like, oh, they opened the other half of the upstairs, the deck here. So we're gonna go in the upper half because it's getting crowded around all of these flames, all of
Yeah,
these heat
yeah.
lamps. And I was like, great, great. So I'm like, oh, you guys go over, like, I'll say goodbye and like I'll come find you or something. And then because that way I can ditch him.
Right.
And then hi Teddy. And then they walk over and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go find them now. And then he's like, great, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. And I was like, cool. So
Toodaloo.
we kind of have to go the same way though to get to the point where he breaks off to the bathroom and I break off to the other half. So he's like, we're following each other through the crowd for a bit, and he kind of turns back and goes, did I ever tell you about blah blah blah? And my ADHD kind of kicked in, so I was like, what did he just say? And then I was like, did he just say what I thought he said? And it sounded like he said, did I ever tell you about the time that I killed my mom? And then I was like, no. And then he saw someone. I was like, okay, bye, nice to meet you. And I ran over the other side and I was like, you guys, he threatened Sean's life. And I think he just asked if he told me that he killed his mom or whatever. I was like, I don't know what this guy is on. I couldn't tell what his pupils were doing because
Didn't
it
he get
looked normal
contacted by
enough.
the police?
He told me his eyes would turn white. Like I was like, what the fuck just happened, you
Matt, Jake, if you're
guys?
listening.
It was so weird. And since then, we really haven't interacted with him, but we'll be out at brunch or we'll be out at like Kiki or something. And it's
And
like,
you'll just like,
there he is. There's Icarus.
do we think? I mean, I hope that he's just like a weird little psychopath and like a drunk liar, but to like a whole different extent.
I hope that he is like a little bit of a quirky personality who maybe
I
did
don't
like.
really think talking about murder is quirky. However,
Let me
I'll
finish my
give
thought.
it
I hope he's a quirky personality, continuing thought, that
Yes.
was on a lot of like mushrooms or poppers or weed or like all of the above. Like, I don't know what maybe he took ketamine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I
Yeah.
hope he's a quirky personality that was on like a shit ton of drugs and like a strong drug that made him just be like the quirk became dark. You know what I mean? Like, I hope that's what it was. But it was so weird. And we
what
were like, should we go?
Coaster.
Should we finish our drinks and leave? And we did. And anyway,
we finish our drinks and get as far away from this place as.
And that's exactly what we did.
So. Have you ever found him on the internet?
I think
like, I would be curious to like do a little googie goog and see like, where is he from? What is his Instagram like? Does he have friends? Is he like one of those like FBI profiles that would get flagged to like, you know, future threats of
I do have his phone number at one point. So yeah.
That's crazy though. And I'm really glad that you haven't had to actually interact with him.
And Sean's still alive. So that's the main concern here.
Oh my God. And thank God for that.
Your boyfriend, Sean.
My boyfriend, Sean.
I don't think my boyfriend, the 12-foot skeleton, would be too happy to hear about this. So I think now's a great time to transition. Not because of pride. A great time to transition and be super homophobic and talk about our dating lives.
At Sundress Fest on Sunday, I was drinking an IPA and...
She's not like other girls.
I'm not like
she
other girls.
She drinks other IPAs.
Genuinely, I just waited in line for literally an hour and 20 minutes by myself to get in because I was late and met Julia and her friends late. And I was like, I need the strongest thing in the world to make me forget that I just stood in line for an hour and 20 minutes.
That's fair.
But
he had his tongue out.
This person I was talking to, I was joking and I was like, do you want to hear something really? I'm at this like pride event at Wonderland and I go, do you mean
talking to in quotes or talking to as in you just are having a conversation?
Oh, just like a stranger I met on the street.
Perfect.
I go, do you want to hear something really homophobic? And they go, what? And I was like, they were like, yeah, of course I do. And I was like, okay. I was like, I had a Bud Light a couple months ago at this point, and it was legitimately the best beer I've ever tasted in my life.
Bud Light's not homophobic, though. All the conservatives hate Bud Light because they support gays.
Oh my God, you're right. I got it wrong.
Yeah,
the narrative in my brain.
It's confusing because a lot of rednecks like
Bud
Light.
We can drink Bud Light now because they did a ad with, what is her name? Oh my gosh, I can't remember her name. Dylan.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, okay. Dylan Mulaney? Yeah. No.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Mulvaney.
Yeah. Okay, so that's not homophobic. I just got it twisted in my brain.
Yeah, you did. But it's okay because Bud Light still feels homophobic though, even though they-
It does feel naturally very conservative. I will be getting a Bud Light at the baseball game today.
Yeah, you can support gays by drinking Bud Light. You too can support gays in your neighborhood.
You
anyway,
too.
You too. Bono?
You too. Yeah.
Okay, it's time. Time to crack the pop.
Oh, you're cracking? I'm going to crack, I think, when I go into my 11 a.m. call.
That's fair. I just need some Beverginos to get me through.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I have to save a few of my recent stories for the future because I feel like
fine.
It's a little bit too soon.
That's fine. I will share a W with everybody.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if I told you this, but I sent a Snapchat like mirror pic out to some people at one point. Because,
like,
you know,
men?
You know, I want attention.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And I felt really good about myself in the picture and I looked good. So I sent it to like a couple people that I was like, you know how you
Slay.
Do.
Yeah.
So I get some responses, blah, blah, blah. And one of them is from a guy that I used to hook up with. And he was like,
"Hoomst." Can you disclose that or no? You don't have to.
I know. He still listens to the podcast. Yeah. He's from college.
Okay. That's
he lives in Arlington.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he responded and he goes, "Oh, like looking good or something." And then he follows up, like he responded to whatever I said in the snap. And then he follows up and he was like, "Did you lose weight, by the way? You look great." And I was like, this is awesome because you've seen me naked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I saw that you wrote that in our notes. And I was like, is this going to be something we're happy about or something we're like, how dare you?
Yeah, and I was trying to be like, I think the last time you saw me, I think I've lost like another 10 pounds since last time I had seen him, which was funny. Oh, there's a dog walking. We'll see if Milo or Teddy sees him. He might bark,
And go
but
crazy. Well,
yeah,
chalk that up to a
anyway.
fucking W.
It was a big W. I felt like I just slayed the day.
Slay of the day.
It really like made my next 3 days, but yeah, so I felt really good about that. I was like, actually, I have. Thank you for noticing.
Oh, that's nice. Good
Yeah,
job.
thank you so much. As we had previously discussed, I downloaded Tinder, and all the Tinder boys love Snap too. So
Yeah.
you know, honestly, I
In
don't.
your, so I know we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and then we took a couple of weeks off because of life and holidays.
Yeah.
But have you found, since you've been communicating with them on Snap, are they just trying to communicate there to maybe confirm your like identity, or are they like being inherently sexual really quickly?
I literally still like we talk, like we
Okay, that's what
text
I,
essentially. I mean, there
yeah.
are Snapchats that go in. I think it's a nice way, honestly, like if you're interested in dating someone, and like I think like two of them at least were like our schedules just still haven't lined up.
Yeah,
One of them was
yeah.
like traveling for 2 weeks, and then the other one was just like our work schedules and everything, because it was like, oh, I'm working weekends, and he's like, well, I'm like working, you know, late nights or something, and I was like, cool. So
Yeah.
like that's been nice, because it's like you can still kind of be interested in the person and see them, and then like I don't have to give them my phone number if by the time we go on a first date, like it sucks. So
Yeah, true, true. Okay, I'm behind it.
yeah, it's been like not inherently like extremely sexual on
Good.
Snapchat,
Well, yeah, that's
which
a
is
good thing.
lovely.
Yeah.
I will say there was some guy on Tinder itself that went
Oh my God.
right into it, and Tinder came up and was like, hey, so we kind of detected some language here. Like, do you want to report this person?
That
It
is so smart of
Tinder
the app.
like knows what's going on their app. They're like aware of shit, right? They basically, he was like,
What's that one Kendall Jenner quote where she's like, I just like I'm realizing
it's like the year
things.
of realizing things and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes, I kind of played into this too because I wanted to see how far this would go. It
Oh
was
God,
like,
nervous.
I was bored too. He goes, you're fine AF. I was like, thanks. He goes, the things I do to you. I go, oh my. And then I said, care to elaborate with a question mark? And he said a whole bunch of stuff. And then Tinder was like, hey, so we detected
Hey,
something.
maybe not.
It's pretty graphic. And then I was like, well, damn. And he goes, can you handle that, Hannah? And I was like,
No, absolutely no. I
I was
hate.
like, it was
Okay.
really fun game to be like, how far can we take this until it gets whatever? And then I was like, no, actually.
I don't want to give Chris D'Elia credit for anything because we know that he's a groomer and a predator and he's been canceled. But the bit that you can't handle me is so true.
It's
Like,
true. And I know he was
don't.
talking about women in that sense, but it was just so
Oh.
funny.
Oh. I have something for the team. Have you ever seen
No,
profiles? I
I've never
mean,
seen
the
anything
answer is
ever in
going to
my
be yes.
life.
The answer is going to be yes.
Yeah.
I stumble upon more profiles than I would like to admit that just so like the underlying theme is just straight up fucking misogyny. Like
Oh, God, yeah.
where I'm just like, you just hate women. Like the things you're not looking for, the things you're not interested in, like your red flags are literally just you not liking women. I saw this profile that said, green flags I look for. And it was, doesn't have a VSCO link in their Instagram bio. And I'm like, so many girlies love their VSCO.
For
Like, if
sure.
you just don't want a girl who has a VSCO, you just hate women. I also saw one once that we may or may not have spoken about on this form of media that said green flags or something like that, where it was like, you don't have 20 throw pillows. And I'm like, bitches love throw pillows. You're literally just saying you hate women, or if you're saying something about like hating Taylor Swift. And then on this same profile, also this guy's name was fucking Kevin. He goes, unusual skills. Getting my hoodies back after you've quote unquote borrowed them. And I'm like, you just
Yeah.
legitimately don't want to date a woman at this point.
It's like I'm hoping you don't steal my t-shirts. You should be flattered if a girl wants to wear your shirt. It's not like people, I mean, some people do steal for fun, right? Kleptomania. But if a girl really wants to wear your shirt after you hook up, it's like they like you.
And at this age, I don't need your fucking t-shirt.
No, I may wear it.
Overflowing with merch I've bought at concerts that I don't need. Exactly. I might wear it to sleep because you want to know something, Kevin? I don't want to fall asleep at your apartment in my stupid lace crop top.
That I'm going to wear it around your house so I can feel comfortable. And I'm going to change back into my clothes before I leave.
Or a bodysuit. What do you want me to sleep in, a onesie like a child? No, give me a hoodie or a t-shirt and I will give it back in the morning.
I'm also wearing a tank top right now. I'm going to wake up with both tits out. I don't want that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they do, but I'm just saying it gets under my skin. They're like, can't borrow my hoodie and give it. I'm like, you can borrow my hoodies. Lord knows I have enough of them. Oh my gosh, it's just insane. I'm like,
it's also the pillows. I'm hoping you understand sarcasm or whatever. I'm hoping the roast ratio and stuff. I'm just
here's another one. I recently called someone out on this who asked me, is a friend of a friend, asked me to review his Hinge profile when we were out at brunch. And I'm like, sure, bestie, let me do you a solid and take a look-see. So I take a look and I'm giving some of the classic feedback. I'm your first pictures, you shouldn't have sunglasses. Also, this man has beautiful eyes, and show your eyes, they're stunning. Don't have sunglasses in your first profile because people are so quick to just be like, I don't know what you look like. Absolutely. And then I was said something about a gym picture. I was I don't know what, if you want someone who's actually going to work out with you, maybe leave it on. But if you just want to show that you work out, again, we're in our late 20s. Basically everyone fucking works out. It's not that cool.
We can tell from your body type.
And then he had a prompt that said, I'm looking for a girl who, and it said, doesn't take themselves too seriously. And I looked at him dead in the eye and I said, what does this mean to you? And he was like, what do you, it's like someone who can laugh and doesn't take themselves. And I was like, when was the last time you met a girl who doesn't laugh? Take it off. It pulls no weight. It means nothing. You can't even describe to me what that means. You're just saying it because you've seen it other places.
Yep.
I was like, exactly. You have three chances. And this was on Hinge. So I was like, you have three chances to show your personality in words. Don't say something that you don't even literally know what it means. And then I saw him on Hinge a week later and he had taken my advice. I was so happy.
Oh, good. Well, okay. So I sent this profile in our group chat the other day, but it was some guy on Tinder whose name is MM. And it says that he's 36. And his about me, his bio says, you're all fake. Convince me otherwise. After that, we can see what I'm looking for. Message me. Can't see likes. Although I am busy and might not respond much.
Jaw on the floor for people who aren't on video.
Sunglasses in his picture.
Of course, they're Oakleys. Also, that voice that you just did reminded me of, Frankie. And
oh, yeah.
When he does Alpha Frankie.
He's Alpha, yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? But contrary to that, my friend sent me a sample of their Tinder bio the other day. And their bio says, about me, recovering public servant, avid puzzle enthusiast, tchotchke accumulator, caretaker of a middle-aged man named Hank, a cat. I never talk during movies in the theater. I sometimes talk during movies at home. We can't all be perfect. Emoji.
I love that.
If we go out for a drink, my drink will be ginger ale, parentheses, I really don't mind, but very open to other ideas. I think that's the perfect fucking bio.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, I know that's exactly everything about you're witty in that. It's funny.
You're honest.
Yeah. You don't take yourself too seriously. Yeah. I was like, it's just like.
I can't. Also, this is a fun little game. Where do you have your dating apps on your phone?
I have them.
Do you have folders for your apps?
The little things? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I have them in the same square where I have my health app and my fitness app.
Okay. So yours is health.
Health.
Mine is.
In between my food and finance sections. Yeah, exactly.
Mine is under entertainment next to YouTube, Prime Video, Patreon, Bands in Town, Ticketmaster, CoStar, Landmark Theaters, Roku, and Hinge and Bumble. Because it is nothing more than entertainment.
I know. It really is. It's entertainment, and every once in a while, maybe validation. Every once in a while, maybe a panic attack.
Listen.
You know what? Speaking of panic attack,
girl.
Men really need to stop doing, other than putting fish in their profiles, is hunting pictures.
Oh my God. Did we talk about last time I got that guy who was in all camo, all hunting pictures, and then his political affiliation said moderate? I was like, I strongly doubt that.
There was a picture I saw, Joe from you. There was a picture that I saw, and the guy's in a garage with a dead deer hanging upside down over a tarp because they had just hunted the deer and killed it, and now they're going to take it apart for use.
No, and this is why I can never date outside of like a 5 mile radius in DC, because I'm like, DC is like so like,
I love the bubble. I need the bubble.
It's such a bubble, and then you expand your distance by like 10 miles, which like then you're getting into like, okay, a little bit of Alexandria, but you're also getting into like bumblefuck Maryland, and it just like,
yep,
it gets scurry quick.
And I'm like, I get the fish, you're holding a fish, and sometimes people are out in the wild where they hunt the animal and they're just holding it by its head or whatever, but having it fully upside down ready to be literally gutted in your profile, that is serial killer vibes to me. You're showing me you can kill and dissect an animal. That doesn't turn me on.
Joe? No, absolutely not. Joe?
Joe from you.
No, I don't want it. I don't want you to kill things. I don't really want you to hold a gun, if I'm being honest. If you're comfy behind a trigger, like, sorry, but once we're in a relationship, you're statistically most likely to kill me. So.
Yeah, I want a little bit more pause when it comes to guns. So I don't, I normally swipe away if they're in there. Actually, I say normally, I'm pretty sure, I'm fairly confident, I always swipe away if somebody has anything about guns in their profile. I'm like, bye.
Yeah. The last guy I went on a date with was, I was like, what are our profiles look like? Because y'all's are all the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're looking for a girl who doesn't take themselves too seriously. Like, what I order for the table. Tequila, like whatever.
And here's some selfies of me from like 3 feet below.
And here's a mirror selfie. Yeah. And I was like, what are ours? Like, what are women's profiles like in the district? Because I'm just like so curious. And he was like, the one thing that gets me is that we all say apparently where you can find me at the party with the dogs. And he's like, you can't all be with the dogs. I was like, fair enough.
But I will be. Okay, fine. Maybe I'll be with the cats too. Oh, you have something to say?
Oh.
Good job. Thank you. Good job, Teddy.
Holly is sitting on my bed on the two Abercrombie jackets that I, oh my God. I saw this ad about overconsumption. I think I sent it.
You did send that. And you know what? It had the opposite effect on me. I'm like, wow, that's kind of like editorial fun to wear all the stuff that you own.
Yeah. So I love shopping and things. And I often get got by a sale. And recently I got by Abercrombie sale, who had a bunch of really nice jackets on sale because, you know what, kids, it's June.
Yeah.
So they're $30. And I'm like, I don't really have a lot of good jackets. Like, I'm going to get some jackets. Well, I ordered two in what I thought would be my size. And then they came in and they were both too big, slay. But I got them both for like $30 and really wanted them still. So then reordered them in the correct size, meaning now I have two of these jackets in two different sizes for a combined total of $60. So, or $120, whatever. And I'm just like, it's basically like I didn't get them on sale because in their final sale, I can't return them. Oh. So if anyone's in the market for an Abercrombie XL bomber jacket or an Abercrombie Yeah, I'm just so sad, but they were so cute. But I saw that overconsumption ad, and I was like, me just walking around in my four Abercrombie jackets. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to do better with my overconsumption of like beauty, skin, and hair care stuff. So, which I've gotten a lot better at, but you just gotta use it up.
Yeah.
All
All
right.
right. Well,
It's about that time.
it's about that time for me to
I
head
have
out, I
a
guess.
date this week, so next week I will report back.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. I'm going to a baseball game tonight, and then I'm going shopping with Lucy tomorrow.
Fun.
Yeah.
Get anything special or just to shop?
I literally need underwear. Like,
Oh my God, I do too. I literally just got a pair from Target to try and see if I like the brand.
I love the like Calvin's or my is literally all I wear. I will say though, I've noticed that the ones I get from TJ Maxx literally dissipate in like 2 months.
That's why
So
they're
I'm
at
just
TJ.
going, yeah, I'm literally just going through them like they're disposable at this point. So yeah, I will be getting underwear. Oh.
Fun.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning back in after a couple weeks off.
Yeah,
We're
life came
excited
at
for a
us.
summer full of stories.
Woo-hoo.
Also, how insane is this? Do you see this bubble in my arm?
Is that from your Explanon? That's crazy.
Oh,
Muscles! She's
what?
getting strong.
She's so strong. She can almost do push-ups now.
Yay, that's huge, man. I can't do them.
Incline push-ups, and I also like really broke my back last time I tried. So, but
Yeah.
yeah.
All right. We'll
Bye,
see you next
everyone.
Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.